understand all of that and what dedication it takes, but I've watched the media coverage on all these athletes and what they've had to go through.
You know what's kind of amazing is that synchronized swimming, I mean, synchronized diving.
Diving.
The synchronized diving. I'm lucky if I can get beyond a belly flop myself. But to see the stuff that, you know, really, if they had synchronized belly flopping, buddy, I'd be a gold.
Yes, would, yeah.
I'd have gold.
The displacement there would be great.
It'd be gold.
Diving's tough enough, and then you have to make sure you're in sync with someone else. So that is amazing.
But no splash, Jack.
No
that would
splash
be difficult
whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, also difficult for me. I'm the king of the big splash.
But, you know, all the different types of events, like the fencing, my older daughter told me that a friend of hers, who's 11, went to a championship in Rhode Island and won, like, a gold medal. And so, you know, the different types of, you know, when you think with Summer Olympics, you forget about things like that, the fencing and then the archery as well. I was reading an article about how the woman who's favored to win a medal in archery actually taught the young actress to do the archery in the Hunger Games.
Oh, the Hunger Games, sure.
Yeah. So archery is becoming very popular in pop culture because we also see movie Brave.
Yeah.
She's big into the character, and Brave is big into archery as well.
Oh,
so that's
really
making a comeback.
Archery is making a comeback.
So, yeah, it's just interesting to see how things...
Well, and you know, I'm glad that you've got the kids watching it because I think there are so many great learning moments during the course of the Olympics. First and foremost, here you got, you know, folks that are doing it for the pure love of the game. They're not like a professional baseball player who strikes out and breaks his hand hitting a wall, you know?
And especially with things like that, when you think to all of the, you know, over news coverage on, you know, hockey players and parents getting upset and showing the actual reaction from the parents and how they, you know, they're... I know last night they showed all the media coverage was of Allie's parents and showing them, like, kind of squirming in their seats and watching them. And they were I wouldn't say they were calm, but they were just to see it in their faces how excited they were for her.
Are they the ones that have kind of become media darlings?
Yes,
over this?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just to watch the they've got a whole, I think you can go on YouTube or something and just, you know, watch all their reaction, and it's got a gazillion hits.
Yeah,
of people watching these folks.
The social media portion after something like that happens. And the whole, the Olympic swimming team did that whole video to that song, Call Me.
Oh, my goodness. I think you and I are the only people who haven't, Call Me Maybe.
Yes, Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, I think you and I are the only people who haven't done a video yet for that. And so, what are you doing later?
But, yeah, I mean,
Call
things
me.
Like
Maybe.
That take off, and then, you know, the whole social media takes off, and the queen jumping out of the queens jumping out of the helicopter was pretty funny,
that,
too. That,
that was interesting.
Media.
Yeah.
But the actor jumping out of the helicopter.
Pretending to be the... Yeah. What did you think about the opening ceremonies?
I didn't really watch a lot
of it,
but it was nice. Some of it was sweet. The little boy singing was great.
Yeah.
And
I think Danny Boyle did a nice job because he knew that nothing that he could do could compare to the scope of Beijing. I mean, that was... spectacle of all spectacles. So he says, you know, how do you top that? You top that by not topping that. You go back to a more of a, although they did have farm animals and
back
stuff.
Back to basics, I would say.
You know, they did have animals.
My kids were confused about that aspect of it. Why are all those people dressed so funny? Why are there farmers there?
You know,
so they weren't riveted by the opening ceremony.
No?
No.
Well, they were a little too young to get the scope of Paul McCartney,
right.
I'm thinking.
Right.
Who could be their granddad.
Right.
Unbelievable. Have you looked at the calendar?
We're going to be talking about back-to-school items.
No, we're not going to, but I'm just looking at the calendar going, it's August 1st tomorrow, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of kids go back to school the last week of August.
Yeah, it gets a little bit earlier and earlier with all of the things. And, you know, we'll save that for the next couple of weeks, but you know what? It's never, and I know a lot of people haven't even taken their summer vacation yet. That usually go like, you know, either this week or the first week of August. And, you know, it's never too early to start getting them back in the regime for going back to school. We've discussed that in the past, you know, where, you know, people wait till the last minute and go, oh, yeah, you go to bed early. You're up for school tomorrow.
I've always said to kind of slowly ease them back in because my kids have been staying up till 9:30. And I was complaining about how they were staying up till 9:30. And my friend said, we watch the Olympics every night. They stay up till 11.
11? Oh, man,
yeah,
are they
you
like...
you really have to ease them back into, back to the 8:30.
Yeah, you got to ease that
time
back.
Frame.
Yeah. Anything new on the product front? Anything you've been following, watching?
Just a lot of, you know, fun stuff for the summertime, you know, your summer beach bag. And, you know, I'm really into sunscreen, so trying the more natural type of sunscreens.
Yeah.
But it is hard because I have gone back to, you know, the sprays because the kids will not sit still, even as they get older. They won't sit still for the application of it.
I still use the spray for crying out loud.
But, you know, they're saying that the spray, the aerosol, you know, when you spray it, do you ever notice that you cough a lot? When
it's especially don't do it in enclosed places.
And they say it right on the package. Don't do it in enclosed spots. And you really, I mean, even when we're outside doing it, they're coughing. So that can't be a good thing.
Yeah, it can't be good.
But yet it's the easiest to get on them in like a matter of 2 seconds. So we've gone back to the spray.
What's going on with the bugs? Are the bugs been biting much down your way?
No, I mean, I've seen a lot of news coverage on the...
well, we were talking about West Nile has been all over the news again, and that always raises...
I try to keep my kids away from the biting time, you know, the dusk and the...
Yeah.
It has been really difficult to get more natural products to spray on them to prevent bites. But, you know, especially at the camps, I think... parents will send their kids to camps, to overnight camps, and they come back with lots of bites.
They forget to reapply,
or that's been the biggest complaint for some of my friends coming back from camps. They're covered in bites.
Well, is that the same? Well, you remember the big brouhaha that happened out in out on the West Coast somewhere? Remember about the two girls who got the horrible sunburn because they didn't have lotion on, and that the teachers that were in charge were, quote unquote, not allowed to apply for some reason. Is that kind of the same thing?
Get the spray. That's when the spray comes in handy,
right.
So there's no. But I think kids can't be responsible for applying their own time.
There were some adults there that can't be responsible.
There needs to be some, you know, reminders or, you know, set a watch. Or they do have those products out there where you can put a sticker on your skin where it changes color if you're getting too much. I've seen it where if you're getting too much sun, it'll change a different color.
I have my own little, I use a basting thermometer, and, you know, I guys make I look and I go, oh, well, I'm done. Turn
but,
me over, I'm done.
It used to be cool not to tan at all, and, you know, with that tanning mom, I guess people don't want to tan, but.
But I think it's kind of going the other way again.
Yeah, I think so. No matter what, like certain kids, no matter what you put on them, 50, they will still get tan. I mean, if your kids are out every single day, it's mostly to protect them from the barn.
True that. But, you know, you've done a lot of research on that, and, you know, there are people out there